Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. Can I just tell you, I have been in the best mood today because, well, first of all, I got a haircut and a bitch is feeling herself, even though I did not cut a lot off. I will do a chop at some point this year. Okay, I will do it. I know nobody believes me because every time I tell my friends, like, hey, I'm going to go cut my hair, they're like, cool, you're going to look the same, but like, cool, can't wait for you. I do look the same, plus bangs. But you know what? I love my long hair. I don't know what to tell you. It's like a security blanket for me at this point. I feel like I won't know who I am without my long hair. But I do want to experience just, I sounded British for a second. Have I told you guys how my niece is British? And if I just dropped a bomb on you, you're like, what the fuck? You have a niece? Let me explain. We haven't talked about this. Okay, so I've been thinking about her a lot, actually, because I just saw her and I love her so much. Sometimes she listens to the pod. So if you're listening, hi, love you. I actually have to voice note you back. I haven't voice noted her back in a few days. Anyway, so my stepbrother, or is it half brother? You know what? I always get fucked up with that. What's the difference? So my dad's first marriage, he had 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl. Do you want to hear something crazy? The girl, she was born the same day I was born. Isn't that insane? I've never actually met her. That's a long story. However, I like do know my 2 stepbrothers. I don't know if it's half or step. I don't know. Someone correct me, please. But anyway, one of them has 2 kids, a boy and a girl. And so I was an aunt at like, I don't know, 14. Like I was so young and I was like, whoa, not me being an aunt in my teens. So long story short, why am I even telling you the story? I don't know. But my brother married a British woman, a beautiful British woman, and my niece and nephew are like half British, and my niece lives in London. So she went to Oxford because she's a fucking badass, and she graduated recently, and now she lives in London, and she's like living her best life, and I love her so much. I don't get to see her that often, which sucks because I love her, but I got to see her not too long ago, like 2 months ago, the last time that I went home. We were coincidentally both in Costa Rica, and I saw her one night and we had drinks and we laughed and we cried, and I hadn't seen her in years, and it was incredible because the last time I had seen her, I think I was in college and she was still in high school. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. It's different when you just get older, and yeah, it was so nice to see her. What was I saying? Oh yeah, I sounded British when I said that. What was I talking about though when I did sound British? Oh yeah, I want to experience my short hair era. Like, I want to be in that era at some point in my life because I've had long hair for like 10 years, you know? But today was not the day. I told my girl, I said, you know what? We're going to chop one of these days, but today is not the day. I'm not ready yet. I think I want like a few, like maybe 1 or 2 more like, you know, long hair moments. And here's the thing, okay? Here's what I'm going to do. I want to learn how to actually do my hair. And by that, I mean, I want to learn how to actually style it in a way that I like. I don't do shit to my hair. And that's not a flex. I'm just lazy. I don't like to think about my hair. I also don't totally hate the way that it air dries. So honestly, I just let it do its thing. My hair is in a ponytail, which I love ponytails, or I leave it natural, or I put it in a bun, and that's it. Very rarely do I straighten my hair because I feel like it does nothing for me. And I mean, now it looks pretty because now I have like a little bit of dimension back and I have layers, and we did long bangs, etc. My face is framed. The face is framed, you know? I was showing my hairstylist today. I was like, okay, I don't want to get the Dyson Airwrap because I don't know, it's like what, $10,000? I'm just kidding. I know it's like $700 or $800. That's still a fuck ton of money for someone who doesn't even want it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want it. And I feel like I'm not going to use it as much as I would like to. So thanks to TikTok, I found the Shark products. Have you guys heard of that brand? So they do like, I don't know, air wrap dupes or whatever. They have this one that's like a styler. It's like, it has a blow drying setting. It has all the fucking settings. I don't know. It's like a 10-in-1, basically. I've been eyeing it on Amazon. It's like $300, which is still a lot, but I feel like I can justify that more while I learn how to actually do my hair. I feel like if I actually knew how to give myself like, you know, like nice blowouts or like nice waves, I feel like that could be a vibe and maybe I would enjoy it, but I just don't know how to do that. So I keep adding that thing to my cart, and then when I'm gonna check out, I'm like, oof, and then I delete it, and then I add it, and then I delete it. So maybe I'm gonna add it one of these days and get it and actually enjoy my long hair before we chop it off. I think that's only fair, you know what I mean? I feel like I want to know that I gave it my all before we cut it off. I'm so dramatic because my hair grows real fucking fast. Blessed. So let me set the mood before. I want to set the mood, then we're going to catch up real quick, and then I'm going to do a solicited advice episode. As you can tell by the title, I don't know what I'm going to title this yet, but we'll see. And I got a lot of submissions, which make me so fucking happy. And if I don't read yours, please know I save them all. So I will read them at some point. And if something is really, really, like, if you're struggling with something, I always tell you this, but if you're really struggling with something, fucking DM me and be like, bitch, I need your help right now. Not whenever you decide to answer my question, okay? Because that's what I'm here for. And I give amazing advice. I'm not great at taking advice, but I'm really good at giving it. So you know what I mean? Use me. I'm here. And I always want to help. So hit me up if you need something urgently and if I didn't get to you. Okay, now let's set the mood. So it's Tuesday, June 6th, 4:04 p.m. It was a very rainy day this morning. Honestly, I woke up and I was like, oof, I love rain, but like not on a Tuesday morning. You know what I mean? Like on a Sunday morning, oh my gosh, imagine like, oh my God, here's my perfect Sunday morning, okay? Wake up Sunday morning, I'm not hungover. There's a beautiful man in my bed. I don't know if that would be my perfect Sunday morning, actually. I like to sleep alone. Unless I really like him, then he can stay over. So let's just pretend I really like him. We wake up together, and then I was going to say breakfast. You know what? I actually don't know what my perfect Sunday morning would be, but let's just say it would be rain, then maybe a cookie. How old am I? Why is that funny? And then we order breakfast because it's raining. We're not going to step out yet, okay? Order breakfast. I'm thinking either French toast or maybe pancakes. I'm not in my waffle era. Maybe pancakes and like bacon. That sounds really fucking good. Lauren got a side of bacon when we went to Sadell's and she got it like extra crispy. That shit was banging, okay? A penny dropper order of bacon, if you will. Anyway, what would happen after that? I don't know. Let's leave my Sunday morning behind. So then I went to get my hair cut today, which was really nice. And I love my hairstylist so much. I always tag her on IG if you live in Miami. She's amazing. Like, it's not just, here's what I was thinking as I was driving back. It's not just that somebody can do something right, you know what I mean, when it comes to like nails, hair, whatever it is that you're gonna do. It's not so much about finding someone who can do it right, because I think there is an abundance of skilled people in the world and in the city. So it's not so much that, but it's like, to me, finding somebody who I feel good with is just as important, because I want to enjoy myself. You know what I always say, I want to have fucking fun everywhere. Like, I just want to feel good. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. I don't want to feel judged. I don't want to feel like I have to put on a show. I don't want to feel like I have to just, I don't know, like adapt myself in any way. Does that make sense? Like, I just want to feel fucking good. And that's how I feel when I go to her. Like, it's like no judgment. We talk shit. I feel comfortable. I feel safe. She listens to me. She doesn't get scissor happy, which we love. And she just, it's just a very warm environment. And I love that. So anywho, got my hair done. Then I had to film some TikToks for Bumble. I'm working with Bumble on TikTok. Have been for a few months. Love them. So I was doing that. And then I got home and then I did more work. And then I started mapping out this episode. And I'm wearing full Zara right now. I'm in a Zara moment. I've been getting a lot of new clothes because I have lost some weight recently and a lot of my shit doesn't fit me right. And I don't really want to tailor 20 pairs of jeans. So until I do, I've just been buying, you know, few pieces that I actually really, really, really like. And so that's what I've been doing. And I've just been going to Zara because it's what I have the closest to me. And, you know, I'm actually finding stuff I like. So I'm wearing these cute white sweatpants and a little gray tank. And I have a Diet Coke because I want energy. That's the mood right now. We're in the living room. Office is still under construction. Even though I did start organizing yesterday, I ordered a fuck ton of bins to organize. You guys came through because I asked, like, where can I get bins? Because these fucking acrylic bins are like $3,000 each. Like, they're so expensive and I need a lot of them. So I was like, okay, ideally I would hit up the Container Store, aka Heaven, but I'm not trying to spend $1,000 on bins. You feel me? So one of you angels was like, go to Walmart. Go to Walmart online and look for their Home Edit stuff. Like, the Home Edit did a collab with Walmart. I love the Home Edit. Did you guys know they have a podcast? I fucking love those women. Anyway, so I did. And guess what? All of the bins that I needed were on sale. So I love that for me, you know? Thank you, Jesus. So I ordered a ton of those. I think they get here Thursday, and then I can finally start organizing in there. That's the update on that. I had a very wholesome weekend. You know what? We're 11 minutes in and we haven't even gone to the episode. Should I just scrap the weekend update? It was very wholesome. I celebrated BB's birthday all weekend because she turned 29, my beautiful best friend. So we had like dinner on Friday, and then Sunday we did a barbecue for her at Nicole's house, her sister, and her parents were in town. And I think I've told you this before, but they're just like, they're my family. Like, literally, they are family to me. I grew up with them. So her parents feel just like literal family, and I love them so much. So it was a beautiful, beautiful, wholesome weekend. So that was my weekend. Tell me about your weekend. What'd you do? How was it? Anything spicy? Let a bitch know. Let's get into some of these submissions, okay? Because I'm not trying to keep you here too long, even though you did tell me that you like the long solo episodes. So I'm not gonna feel like I'm in a rush, okay? Let's see how many of these we can get to. First one, advice on forgiving myself for my past actions that don't align with me anymore, / I hurt myself and others. I also got a similar one, and she said, how do I get past shame, self-hate, forgiving myself, and why the fuck is it so hard? Okay, let's get into this. I have so much I want to say. So I'm going to try to compile my thoughts and give you a ton of reminders if you are trying to forgive yourself, or if you are in a season of feeling shame about a past experience, a past moment when you maybe didn't act like your best self or whatever it is that happened. So the first thing I'm going to say is there is obviously housekeeping stuff that we do initially when we hurt somebody in our life, right? We apologize like with absolute sincerity, and we do anything we can to make the situation correct. And after that, I truly think time, changed behavior, if necessary, and compassion are gonna be our best friends. I want you to think about the word compassion here, okay? Because you, at some point, are going to have to choose compassion over shame, and you're gonna have to choose to give yourself the same compassion that you give other people. And you're gonna have to remind yourself that you are a human, a flawed human. We all are, you know? And we're gonna fuck up, like we just are. If we didn't fuck up, we wouldn't learn. And granted, hurting people is not the most ideal way to learn, right? It's not the only way to learn, of course, but it's definitely a way that we learn, is by not acting the way that we wanna act. We have an opportunity when we fuck up, and it's to either be introspective, take accountability and change, or it's to maybe fall to playing the victim and adopt that habit or that behavior and stay in this cycle of hurting ourselves or other people. Like, you do have an option when you mess up. I think it's also important to remember that you are allowed to change. You're not the same person that you were last year or whenever. Like, I am not the same bitch I was 5 minutes ago. I always say that. I've acted in ways that I would truly, I know they say never, but I'm gonna say never, because maybe I'll do some other shit, but I know for a fact there are behaviors that I engaged in that I would never do today. Why? Because I hurt myself, I hurt other people, and I learned from that, you know? And so I think it's also important to realize, like, if that version of you is no longer present, we're really just wasting time by staying in the past. You don't need to carry your past self into the present. Like, you have permission to let her go. I think also the loop of self-criticism and punishment, which inherently brings shame to the table, right? I think it's only hindering your healing, honestly. It's only hindering the next step, which is how can we get better? How can we improve? What can we learn from this situation? Punishing yourself for the rest of your life for mistakes that you've made is not exactly going to help us, right? I think let's look at the facts, right? So it's like, okay, you did something and you hurt someone. You've apologized. You've done everything you can to make the situation right. Are you going to keep punishing yourself for the rest of your life over that moment? And if so, what is that life going to look like? Because I don't think it's going to look too great. You're going to be at war with yourself. You're going to be always mad at yourself. That sounds like a fucking battle. Like, life is already hard enough. And you have to be your own best friend, like you really do. And part of that means giving yourself grace when you fuck up, the same way you would give grace to your best friend. So actually, let's do this. Let's do a little exercise, okay? I want you to think about your best friend, your bestest friend. Think about a time when maybe she hurt you, or he, or a non-binary queen, okay? Think about a time when they hurt you. They were just not acting like themselves. Maybe they were going through something. Maybe they just lashed out. They hurt you and they hurt your feelings. Did you forgive them? I'm assuming the answer is yes, right? Did you hold, or do you hold that moment against them? I hope not, because resentment is poison. And honestly, if you forgive someone but you're still mad, I think you've completely misunderstood the definition of forgiveness. You probably forgave them. Maybe you felt weird for a little bit. Maybe it took you a little bit of time, right? But you forgave them. And now you don't think about that moment very often, unless it's brought up, right? And you forgave them because you love them and you know they're human and they're flawed and they fucked up. You said, that's okay. I'm going to forgive them because they made a mistake, as humans do. And the love that you have for them outweighs a minor moment when they've acted humanly and mistakenly, right? If we hated every single person who made a mistake, we would fucking hate everybody. Like, there would be nobody left. Like, we would all die. Like, the world would collapse, right? I mean, I guess not. We would have hate sex, but like, still. So I think a lot of this is going to be rewriting these narratives, right? And sitting with yourself and having this conversation with yourself as often as you need to. And reminding yourself, like, that person who acted in a way that you are not proud of, that's not you anymore. You know what? You are allowed to make a mistake. You're human. You're probably gonna make more mistakes in the future. And the sooner we can get over this one, the sooner we can enter a space of self-compassion, which is the happiest space to live in. Notice I didn't say self-love. I just said compassion. I just said, actually I didn't, but I'm gonna say acceptance. Acceptance that you fucked up. You didn't act in a way that you are proud of, but you're going to roll with it. You're going to take that. You're going to learn from it, and you're going to do better. That's all we can fucking do. I just think also expecting ourselves to be perfect all the fucking time is unrealistic. And quite frankly, that sounds exhausting. It leaves no room for error. And error is a natural part of the human experience, fucking up and learning. So I think it's not so much about the fucking up part. Like, yes, we fuck up. Very important to clean up, clean house, make sure everything's good, right? That's the most important thing. But then after that is also very important, because what are you going to do with that fuck up? Are you going to learn from it? Or are you just going to ignore it, pretend it never happened, and not even take the lesson? Because if you're going to take the L, take the fucking lesson. So I hope that helps. I hope this answer is somewhat helpful. And I will say, I struggled with this a lot, and I'll give you a little story. I'll speak about one story. So I was not a good friend to somebody who was in my life a few years ago, okay? I was in probably one of the lowest moments in my eating disorder. I fucking acted in ways that's what I'm saying. I would never act today. I would never act in those ways today. I know better now, and I learned so much, and, you know, I'm no longer that person. But it took me a long time to fucking forgive myself, because I hated the fact that I hurt somebody. I hated the fact that I didn't act the way that I was raised to act. I hated that I let somebody down. I hated that I let myself down. Like, the list goes on. You know, it made me sick, honestly. And knowing that there was only so much I could mend. You know what I mean? Like it ultimately brought with it the end of a friendship. And so with that, there's only so much you can do, right? For years, I would talk to my therapist about it and just be like, I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed. And when I think about it, it makes me sick physically. Like it would bring knots to my stomach because I don't know. I think so much of it was I'm so upset at how I acted. I'm so upset that I hurt somebody. And then the other part was also now when I think about it sometimes, and I think this is more ego driven. I don't care to admit that, but I think I also realize like I'm such a different person now and I've learned so much and I've grown so much that I'm like, I wish they could see this version. I wish they could see me now. I wish they could see how much how I took that awful moment in my life and how I think am trying to turn it into something more beautiful. That part also I struggle with because I feel like I will always be the bad person in the story. And I'm okay with that. I've said this before, and this is like a quote that everybody says, right? Like you're gonna be the villain in some people's stories, and sometimes there's nothing you can do about that. So torturing yourself about that and losing sleep over that is pretty much useless. So I've accepted that, but I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that it doesn't bother me because I would rather mop the fucking ocean than not be liked by somebody. It's just the truth. I hate it. I want everyone to like me. I really do. And that's not possible. It's just not. You know, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. It's just what it is. Just the same way I don't like everybody. But I feel like because my mom is the most beautiful human I've ever seen in my life, like the most angelic, purest person, and she leaves every single person better than she found them. I've always wanted to be that way. And so I feel like when I haven't, I'm just like so upset at myself. You know, like even right now I'm getting annoyed at myself thinking about this. But you know what? It is what it is. And I was hurting. I was in, like I said, arguably one of the lowest moments in my life. And I did not know how to navigate what I was going through. I was in a fucking hole, and it just made me act in ways that I don't even recognize. But I understand. You know what I mean? Like I understand why I acted in those ways. And to be clear, like I don't want you guys to think I did some like crazy shit. Like I just was a shitty friend. Like I would disappear. I wasn't reliable. I think those are the biggest ones. I was unreliable and I was very flaky. And I would say things and then not go through with them. Like this, I'm basically giving you the definition of somebody who is unreliable. But the emotional bandwidth that I had to deal with anything other than what I was going through in that moment, which was an eating disorder, basically, I didn't have anything left. So I would say in a moment where I felt okay, I would say, oh yeah, let's do something on Friday. Let's do this or that. And then come Friday, instead of communicating like, hey, actually, you know what? I'm not feeling great. Cause I didn't even know what the fuck I was going through. I didn't even know how to say, nobody knew what I was going through. So I feel like I couldn't even say it. You know what I mean? And I didn't want anyone to think I was hurting, even though it was obvious I was. Like, I don't think people knew exactly what was going on, but they definitely knew something was going on. Like some shit was not right, you know? So instead of communicating, even if I was lying, like even if I would have been like, hey, sorry, like, you know, I'm sick, whatever, I would just not say shit. Or I would, you know, show up the next day like, hey, sorry, you know, shit like that. That it's just like, bro, that's not a friend. That's not a fucking friend. It's just not. And doing that to somebody time and time again, like people have limits. I would have fucking been like, I'm done with this bitch too. So that's kind of what I did. And it sucks. And I hate that that happened. And I think also, you know, what sucks the most is that I never once had an intention of hurting somebody. Like in those moments, I was so destroyed. Like I, there was not one part of me that was like, oh, let me just, you know, ruin someone else's day. Like I already ruined my own. Like, you know what I mean? But here's the thing about intention is that, yes, I think intention matters, but only to an extent, because if the outcome is someone you love and care about being hurt, your intention doesn't fucking matter. What matters is how you made somebody feel. So even if my intention was never to hurt, that's what I did. Long story short, we're all flawed and we're all gonna fuck up. It's about giving ourselves grace, right? Giving ourselves grace and moving forward. I don't want you to sit in shame and in self-hatred. Like, life is too precious to be doing that. It truly is. So we're at 30 minutes and I've answered one question. Oh my God. Okay, next one. I'm having trouble with the change of seasons and feeling like I need to be really social / really busy. So I chose this one because the concept of busyness is quite fascinating to me, and it's also something that I struggle with. So let me start by saying there are so many angles to this question. There's so many ways I could approach this question, but I want to start by saying we live in a society that praises busyness and productivity and the hustle, the grind. You know what I mean? Like, roll up to any Hudson News in any fucking airport, and the first books you're gonna see are like how to have the best morning routine of your life, how to be productive, how to do this, how to have the best work week, like whatever the fuck it is, right? Workism is so real in the Western world. Example, when somebody asks us, how are you? How often do you say busy? Like, oh good, I'm so busy. Busy is not a fucking state of being, yet we use it as one. I think in the United States, we are so focused on wealth and becoming wealthy, and that is so tied to working as much as we possibly can and climbing the corporate ladder and building our businesses and this and that. And here's the thing, here's where I struggle with this, is that I love to be busy. Like, I fucking love to be busy. I love to be productive. And I feel like I always will. I've always loved it, and I think I always will. And to a degree, I think there's so much ambition in this country, and it's incredible to see and to surround yourself with. But I think there's a line, and we fucking cross the line all the time. It's like we're so focused on what people do for a living. You know what I mean? Like, think about when you meet somebody new, right? The first thing you say is like, oh, what do you do? It's like part of our identity, right? And how do we strengthen that identity and almost like prove our worthiness in a way is by working all the fucking time. And it's like, it's almost gone to a point where the more you work, it's like the busier you are, it's almost like, that's amazing. It's glorified. It's like, she's killing it because she's so fucking busy all day. And yes, great. But it's not the only way to prove your worth. Not that you have to prove it in any way, but it's not the only way to be worthy, right? I just think it's hard in the world we live in and in the society we live in, especially the digital society that we now live in as well. It's so much about showing what we're doing and what we're working on and how busy we are, and whether it's, and if it's not work, it's how we're busy on our weekends. It's like not only busy with our careers, but busy with our social plans, right? And because we're also exposed to everybody's busyness and their social life constantly and relentlessly, it in turn makes us feel like we have to keep up and we have to do that. Emily and I would always talk about weekends because they would stress us out so much, because I think it's also challenging as an entrepreneur because you set your own schedule, and I feel like there's always something you can be doing, genuinely always. And so weekends are tough because you kind of want to give yourself some sense of normalcy by not working on the weekends. Therefore, you have all this time to fill, right? But then it almost would make us anxious to not work because we feel like we have to, because again, it's like ingrained in us in a way. Honestly, I could do a whole fucking episode about this. Like, I'm struggling to gather my thoughts because there's so many things I want to say. I want to remind you that you are not just worthy when you are being productive. You're not. Like, your worth is there by birthright. Like, you were born worthy and you stay worthy, you know, as long as you're a good person, which if you listen to this podcast, I know you are. So your worth is not reliant on how much you work. It's not reliant on how many fucking businesses you start or how many hours you work overtime. It's just not. And that's also a challenging conversation I had to have with myself, because I realized I only felt, I don't want to say good, but maybe I will say worthy. I only felt, it's not worthy. I feel like I felt more fulfilled when I had a day where I just was working nonstop and working on all the things that I love. And again, here's the blurriness with this is like, I do find a lot of fulfillment in what I do because I love what I do so much. So I feel lucky for that. But I think I also had to realize, and I've always known this, I think going through hard shit teaches you this real fucking quick, but I sometimes have to remind myself there are so many areas of my life that give me fulfillment, and work is just one of them. And it's okay if I am not working. Like, as silly as that sounds, like, I sometimes have to remind myself, like, you're allowed to rest. You don't have to earn your rest. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You don't have to feel bad for having fun. Having fun is, like, the biggest gift of life, is, like, that we are able to have fun, honestly, and share special moments with other people, or share moments with ourselves and do things that we love to do and that don't involve working. You know what I mean? Like, that is a gift. It really is. I don't even know. That was, like, a huge word vomit, but I almost, I guess, want to validate what you said about you feel like you have to be really busy and that you feel like you have to be really social. I think that feeling is coming from a million different things, and it's a very valid feeling to have. And sometimes I have trouble with it as well, so I totally feel you. And when I do, I just sit back and remind myself of all these things that I'm trying to tell you. Realize that you're so much more than your job. You're so much more than what you do for a living. Like, you weren't put on this earth to just fucking make money. Like, you were put on this earth to do a ton of magical shit, and working could be one of them. It doesn't even have to be one of them. And as far as the social stuff, I think I just want to remind you of what we already know. Remember that when you consume someone's content, no matter who it is, they selected what you're watching. They chose that. They potentially edited that. They put a filter on it. Maybe they face-tuned a little something, okay? They are curating what you're watching for a fucking reason. So don't get it twisted. And whatever somebody else is doing has actually nothing to do with you. Nothing whatsoever. Whatever somebody else is doing this weekend has nothing to do with you. And that is something I've really let go of. Like, before, sometimes I felt like, fuck, you know, if I didn't have any weekend plans, I would get stressed and be like, shit, like, my stories are gonna be so boring. And it's like, bro, honestly, like, life is so fucking hard. That's the last shit I need to worry about, you know? And also, I've just realized, like, social media is just not real life. I need to worry about what makes me happy. And if sometimes that means I want to hibernate and be by my fucking self the whole weekend and not post a damn thing, if that's going to make me happy, that's what I have to do. And somebody else, I don't know, living their best life that weekend, doing all the things, all the activities, all the clubs, all of this, all of that, if that's what they're doing, like, oh my God, amazing. I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. I hope you're not too hungover. You know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do with me. So just remind yourself of that. I just don't want you to feel like you have to live in order to show it. I want you to do things and to be social and do whatever you want to do socially because you want to, not because you feel like you have to or because you're not going to have something to post. Like, think about how insane that sounds. I'm not saying you're insane. I'm saying, like, the fact that we have these thoughts is nuts, but it's real. And it's because of the, like, digital ecosystem that we're all a part of now. So it's valid, but we got to challenge those thoughts, because it's exhausting to think about, honestly. Live your best fucking life. Do the things that you want to do. Stay as busy or not busy as you want. Remind yourself that your worth is not tied to your productivity. It has nothing to do with how busy you are. Literally nothing. Also, no one cares how fucking busy you are. We're all busy. We all are in some way, shape, or form. So how about we get more creative when someone asks us how we are? Instead of saying busy, fucking give me something to work with. What am I supposed to say to that? Same. Cool. It's like, and I do it all the time too. So this is a note to self as well. We're going to do one last one because we've been here for a bit, okay? So let me do a relationship one so we can switch it up. So somebody said, I feel like I'm losing my best friend to her new relationship. Happy for her, but I don't feel prioritized any longer. Again, I could do a whole episode on this. I've seen this so many times in my life. As somebody who has been single for a long time, I've done a lot of observing. I've observed so many relationships. I've observed marriages, divorces, flings, situationships, everything, okay? But I've also observed how people act in relationships and how these interpersonal relationships make or maybe don't make someone change and act. And I have been on the receiving end of this, where somebody in my life gets into a relationship and things change. Let me not talk about myself and let me talk to you for a second. So I hear what you're saying. I love that you said like you're happy for her, but you don't feel prioritized. So here's what I would say to you. If we were sitting at lunch, I'm kind of hungry. I wish we were. If we were sitting at lunch and you said this to me, I would say, okay, my first question to you would be, have you had a conversation with her about it? Because you're telling me she's your best friend, right? So my first thing is, have we vocalized these feelings? If you haven't, because if you have, you know, I can't, we're going to have to move to point number two. But if you haven't, might I suggest coming at it from a point of kindness, I would say. Because I think sometimes when we're hurt, our first instinct is to maybe be defensive or put the blame on somebody else. But I think nobody really reacts that well to that. And something I've learned is using I statements is always a little more helpful than being like you. Like pointing the finger is sometimes kind of damaging, especially when it's someone that you value and love and you want to have in your life for a while. The way that we navigate conflict and the way that we handle these conversations, I think, is really important, right? So I would suggest starting the conversation with I statements like, I am so happy for you. It makes me so happy to see how happy you are in your new relationship with Chris. Let's call him Chris, okay? It makes me so happy. I love Chris. Hopefully you do love Chris. Hopefully Chris is a great guy, you know, because if he didn't, that would suck. I feel like you would have told me that, because then that would be a whole other story. If we did not like the man, that fucking sucks. But thankfully, I don't think that's the issue. So I would say, I fucking miss you. Like, I miss you. Can we plan a date just us? Can we have some us time? I don't know if there's something that you guys do together that's like your thing, even if that's just coming over and sitting on the couch and watching Bravo. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is, but could you propose, like, can we have a Bravo night? Could we, whatever, show that you want to spend time with her. Vocalize the feeling of, I miss you. I feel like we haven't spent as much time together and I miss you and I would love to. Instead of being like, you're in this relationship and I feel like you dropped me and I feel like you don't care. Like, holy fuck. Like, how is somebody going to react to that, right? I also feel like, listen, the dick sometimes gets the best of us. You know what I mean? Like, maybe she's dickmatized. She's in the dick sand and we gotta cut her some slack, okay? A new relationship is so exciting. Like, it's truly so exciting. And I think especially at the beginning, like, maybe she's just in a little bubble. She's in a love bubble. And I'm not saying that's an excuse to, like, you know, not take care of her other relationships, because that's a huge thing I always observe in other people and something that I want to be mindful of if and when I enter a relationship soon or whatever, you know what I mean? However, you know, we're human. Let's give people grace and let's give her a chance to maybe get situated and kind of come out of the dick sand and be like, okay, you know, let me just gather myself. And hopefully that's also something that happens. But yeah, I think my first thing would be have a conversation. If you've had multiple conversations and nothing has changed, honestly, there's only so much you can do. Like, if that were me and this is how I felt with my best friend and I vocalized it and vocalized it and vocalized it with kindness and I haven't seen change, I mean, I'm not going to keep going. Like, there's only so much I can give. There's only so many conversations to be had. There's only so many times you can say the same thing to somebody. At some point, if they don't want to hold space for what you said and your feelings and make a change to make sure that you feel better, there's not much you can do, honestly. And it sucks. And it's really sad. And I've seen this before. It's kind of just one of those things that you have to let play out. And I'm not saying it doesn't suck, because it does. This is what I tend to see, though. I mean, I'm going to give an example. Remind me. Well, you can't, but I'll remind myself. Okay, I think it goes like, I think there's like two different situations. I think there's often that friend, and everybody knows, who when she gets wifed up, she fucking disappears. We don't hear from her. We don't see her. She's in her love bubble. And like, we all know that's how she is, right? It's like, oh, okay, she's in a relationship. I know we're never going to see her that much again. Sucks. I'm not saying that's a good thing, by the way, because keep your fucking friends, bro. Like, friends are, oh my God, I would die without my friends. It's like, it's like family. I never want to not have my friends in my life. And I think one of the coolest things about being in a relationship, or so I've heard, is having your friends, having your fucking life. You know what I mean? Like, you need your friends. And if you're so lucky, this is how I think, okay? If you're so lucky to have friends in your life that you love and that love you, fucking take care of that shit. Somebody new entering your life romantically does not mean they can't still be there. There's room for everybody. There really fucking is. Yeah, that's just how I see it. Like, my next boyfriend, if he is not tight with all my girls, like, it's just not gonna work for me. And I don't mean tight like best friends, but I mean we all have fun together and we can all have fun together. And yeah, that to me is gonna be like very important, because my friends are a priority in my life and I want to keep them as such, you know? So yeah, I feel like there's like that one friend. And then maybe there's the other one who's like, maybe she hasn't been in a relationship, or maybe she's just like so excited about this person. And at the beginning, she kind of disappears. She gets into the love bubble. And then you kind of have to snap some sense into her and be like, bitch, where you at? And then she's like, oh, fuck. And then she like kind of starts to come back around and gets into a rhythm again. I think that's also fair. You know what I mean? I think also getting into a relationship, like, dynamics change. And I think it's about finding a new rhythm and making it work for everybody. So let's cut her some slack. But also, I wish I had more details. So hit me up and tell me like what's been going on. Okay, so this is what I was gonna say when I said remind me. So one of my close friends' friend, close friend-ish, I would say, maybe. She is notoriously known for being that friend that when she's single, she's always around. She tries to make plans. She wants to make plans. She wants to hang. She wants to chat, the whole thing. And then when she gets into a relationship, literally disappears. Okay, ghost. Let me tell you something. Don't be that person. Like, don't be that person, because here's my thing. It's awful when my friend talks to me about her and she's like, yeah, you know, I know that when they break up, she'll like come back around and she'll need us and we'll probably be there because that's, you know, that's how we are. And it's like, that's not, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I don't think you can just like waltz in and out of people's lives like that and expect everything to be okay. I don't know. I think when you truly value a relationship in your life, no matter what kind it is, romantic or platonic, you make space for it, you make room for it, you nurture it. And listen, relationships change all the time. Not even because of our romantic situation, but they change depending on what we have going on, the season of our life. You know, a million things play into how our relationships and our interpersonal relationships change. So I'm not saying they're going to look the same always, but it's not about it looking the same. It's about you making space for it. And that's going to look different all the time. So anyway, I hope that was helpful. Let me know what's going on with this. Okay, DM me, catch me up, and we will continue the conversation. Okay, this was 52 minutes and I got to 3 questions, and I had 12 questions that I was supposedly going to answer in this episode. Who do I think I am? You know what I mean? Like, I should know by now that it takes me 45 minutes to answer a question. You know what the crazy thing is I could literally make an entire hour long episode out of these 3 conversations that we just, or these 3 questions that we just did. I really could. So I hope these were helpful. That's it. Ugh, I love when we just talk by ourselves. I love it so much. So hit me up. Tell me what hit. Tell me what you needed today. And yeah, I'll see you next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We'll see. I have a few episodes lined up. So maybe we'll do a journaling one. I promised you a higher self journaling episode. I have that one like ready to go. So maybe we'll do that. Or maybe we'll do an anxious queen one. I also want to do like, not a hot girl summer episode, but like how to live it the fuck up this summer, and it's not gonna be what you think. Okay, so maybe we'll do that because I feel like summer's here, right? Okay, we'll see. That is all for today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Hit me up. I'll be waiting. And yeah, I'll see you next week.